marriage and families. I've had enough family drama and enough marriages that I'm happy to announce that there is no marriage on the other side, nor are there families by the earthly limits of the word. And when you really think about it, I don't believe you'll be too unhappy about it either. On earth, we define our families as those people with whom we share a common lineage. On the other side, we recognize that we all share a common lineage to God, which makes us all family. Not only does that give us an inherent respect for and sense of responsibility to each other, but it also gives us the freedom to form our own groups of intimate companions based on preference, mutual interests, and past life connections without the burden of genetic obligation that can cause so much resentment and forced intimacy here. Our recognition of earthly family members on the other side depends on the spiritual depths of those relationships. If you objectively scan your family with an open mind, I'll bet your soul will tell you who you've known before and who was and always will be just an acquaintance. For example, my father and I will pick right up where we left off when we're reunited back home as kindred spirits who have chosen to experience many lifetimes together and deeply love each other. My sister and I, on the other hand, will acknowledge each other on the other side as nothing more than former classmates in a way, who went to school together once and shared some experiences, but we won't feel compelled to pursue a friendship. We won't dislike each other. Again, dislike is a human-made, not a God-made emotion. She and I simply won't be drawn to each other and will both be perfectly comfortable going our separate ways.